Well, some people would use the expression a term to mean just any small amount. Did you hear it used that way, or
No, this time I'm going to the mill to grind this corn and just pick up, you know, maybe a little bag of say 10 or 12 years or something like that. House use.
If you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
armful.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
half a wagon. Half a load.
Do you ever hear people say a jag of wood?
No.
And say if there's a log across the road, say we tied a chain to it and we
pulled it.
Another way of saying that.
Pull it across.
Or what would they people do with cotton sacks? They'd get out in the field and they'd be picking the cotton and the sack would do what behind it.
Be pulled.
Uh-huh. Or using the word drag.
Drag, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, you drag the log.
Uh-huh. You'd say we what the log out the road.
We drag the log out the road.
And you'd say we have already what that log out the road.
Drag.
Okay. And nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a
bag
made out of
paper.
And something that, the bag or sack that feed used to come in, you know, that rough, brown material?
Gray sack.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Croker sack.
Mm-hmm. Was that the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Gray sack, croker sack, yeah.
What's the difference between a sack and a bag?
A bag is small and is made out of paper, and a sack is long and made out of weaving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a wagon and two horses. The long wooden piece between the horses is called
the wagon tongue.
What about with the buggy?
The buggy, it has a, let me see, wagon tongue. I forget what you call it. But the buggy has a two on each side. And the horse bees in the middle of that. I forgot what you call that.
But you hear it called drafts or thills or shafts?
Shafts. The buggy shaft. That's it. The buggy shaft.
And with the wheel of a wagon, the thing that runs across and connects one wheel to the other.
Axle.
And on the wheel, starting with the inside, you have the hub. Then the spokes come out and they fit into the
cap.
Okay, what's the cap made out of?
Cap made out of iron, like.
Uh-huh. Where is the cap exactly?
It's between the spokes and the rim. It fits right on there because it keeps a turn and the spokes is in it and the bottom of the wheels on the bottom.
Uh-huh. What's the rim?
The rim, will hold the spokes of the buggy.
Is that made out of wood?
No, it's made out of metal.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a felly or feller of a wheel?
The valley.
Felly or feller of a wheel?
I don't believe I have. If I have, it was something... you know, name different.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between the cap and the rim?
Yeah. The what?
The cap.
The cap.
Uh-huh.
Of what?
Well, of wheel.
The cap is what fit over that hub.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. What about the wooden part that the rim fits over?
Well, those are the spokes in that wheel. Those are spokes.